the most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Okay, you've heard of speed dating. Well, they've taken it to another level for all of our TJ and Regan's family members with necks of a reddish hue. Get ready for Daytona.
Ooh.
We'll tell you all about that coming up in a few minutes.
I love that. Mark Zuckerberg is trending this morning. He made some big announcements for Facebook, big changes coming to Facebook. Mm-hmm. He says that they went too far with the fact checking, so they're going to do away with Facebook fact checkers and institute what they're calling a community notes, kind of like what you see on Twitter / X. Yeah. And he says, we made some mistakes. We built these complex systems to handle misinformation, and when you have complex systems, we make mistakes. So he said if even 1% are mistakes, that's too much.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't see the thing, the statement, but did he say that the mistake was all of the fact checkers being of one extreme political persuasion? That's what all the fact checkers were?
I didn't see that.
Because that's what happened. That whole department that handles that were all of like-minded political nature.
Mm. So he says big changes are coming. I couldn't hear any of his message because I was too focused on the way he looks. What is going on, Zuckerberg?
I think the mistake was the gold chain he's wearing.
Yeah, that big necklace.
He's into wearing the big chain and the longer hair and like the baggy t-shirt. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a midlife crisis. Yeah, kind of like a rapper.
Well, I mean,
like Jack Harlow.
It's once he learned how to fight, you know, he's like, I'll wear what I think is cool and you're not going to say anything about it.
Yeah.
What, who's going to push me in a locker now?
Yeah, right.
Now that I know the MMA.
Yeah, I still feel like I could push him in a locker.
You think?
I think there's just something about
it. It's the hair and the chain.
I can't fight anybody. I feel like I could bully him a little bit. But I think it's a good, if what they say is true, that's probably a good idea. Figure out a way to make free speech more accessible to everybody.
Yeah, so like be more like Elon Musk.
Seems like a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he is trending this morning. California is the top trending topic with these wildfires out in the Los Angeles area. Mandatory evacuations are in place. Homes are being destroyed. People are abandoning their cars and their pets. It's really bad.
They're abandoning their pets?
Some people have to. You've got horses and stuff.
Oh, no, you take them. You take them with you.
I would.
I'd get on that horse packing right down that mountain.
I would go get it.
What are you going to do with the other ones? You can get on one and ride it. What are you going to do?
Can you connect them like a
like on an old cowboy movie where they got
everybody? Let's go.
A horse and a second horse.
Yeah.
And speaking of animals, Meghan Markle's dog passed away. He's heavily featured in her upcoming Netflix show. It's a dog named Guy. She says, "Adopt, don't shop." She said, "He changed my life in a lot of ways. He was there with me when I got engaged and when I got married." And she's devastated about it.
Are we now the fact checking department of Facebook?
How so?
Has this, you know, are we just the granola show now? We do a big story on somebody's dog dying and
I'm telling you what's trending.
It's the trends.
Yeah, it's a trend. It's now trending. So that is what's now trending. Well, I understand you don't like all the stories.
R.I.P. to
but that. I'm all out of whatever you
material.
Find interesting. Tell me the stories you would like to talk about, and I'd be happy to report on them.
Well, I don't know. There's we're changing the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Sure, there was
by
a big
God.
Trump press conference yesterday, an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Said he's going to take over. He's not ruling out military options to take back Greenland, and change the name of the Panama Canal. We can talk about that.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Go see the Breaking and Entering Christmas 2024 recap video on social media. It was posted yesterday at TJ Riggins Show. It's really good. And you get a kind of behind the scenes look of what we were doing up there in Western North Carolina after the damage from Hurricane Helene. So if you didn't see it, go check it out. It's still up on social media at TJ Riggins Show. Yeah, I think you're really going to like it. So yesterday we were talking about garbage disposals. There was a video of a woman from Scotland, and she said, I can't do a Scottish accent. She said, did everyone know that Americans have a tiny little blender in the bottom of their sink? Like, my mind is blown. You know, we have garbage disposal. I guess they don't have those in Scotland. But Lindsay says she uses hers all the time. Which made for a funny little joke. TJ said, "What? Because nobody's eating your cooking?"
She uses it a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Made me laugh quite a bit. But I have a new little game. It's called Trash Talk. I'm going to give you some trashy scenarios, and you rate them on a scale of trashiness, 1 to 10, 10 being the most trash, making you the trashiest individual in the world.
Love this.
That's a 10. So 1 through 10, cutting in line and pretending not to notice the people behind you. 1 to 10, 10 being the most trashy.
10. I hate that.
A line cutter.
Yeah, it means you have no manners. You don't know how to act. Yeah.
That was a trick one because I knew he was going to say he hates a line cutter.
Yeah.
Hates it. What do you give it, Lindsay?
An 8. I hate them, though, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parking in a handicapped spot without a permit.
10.
2.
Give it a 2.
I mean, I've thought about it, but it's a 10 because I've never done it.
No, I'm kidding. It's bad.
That's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Letting your dog poop on someone's lawn and not picking it up. 1 to 10.
4.
I'm not going 10, but I'm going above 5. Yeah.
I think it's 10.
Really?
Disrespectful. Yeah. I'm going with an 8.
Yeah.
Because I have a neighbor that does it currently.
Oh, no way.
And I will call you out.
Do you get them on the Ring doorbell?
Sure do.
You know who it is?
I sure do. Mm. And guess what? I'm on the board. So you about to get a letter.
Mm-hmm. I'm sending a letter.
Yeah. It's just the same. It'd be the same as if you took your dog up onto their front porch and let them do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same concept.
Same property.
Yeah.
Stealing flowers from a cemetery to use as a gift for somebody you love.
That's a tip.
Maybe they couldn't afford it. I'm going to go with what? I'm going to go with an 8.9.
I don't think it's the trashiest thing you can do. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. That's what's fun about this. Leaving the gas pump without moving your car for the next person to use it and going inside.
Very inconsiderate and self-centered, but trashy. I would say 5.
Give it 6. A 5 on the trashy scale.
I'm with you. Yeah. Because I've done it.
Wow. Yeah, I think a lot of people have done it. You're like, I just got to run in real quick. No one's here.
A non-busy gas station. You're fine.
Yeah. Lying about your kid's age to get a cheaper price at amusement parks different events.
Done it. Okay. So a 1.
Just because you've done it.
Yeah.
What do you think, TJ?
It's stealing.
It is stealing.
Yeah. So that's way up there. Stealing is on the trashy scale is way up.
Oh.
But in all fairness, it was a buffet price at my country club that I remember at. And she had just turned 3, literally like last week. So she's still 2.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you, Roseanne Barr.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. We could be about to give you some information that would change your life. This is right up your alley. Bush Light has just announced a contest called Daytona. And basically what it is, 8 lucky single people will get a chance to go on a date at the Daytona 500. You'll get to speed date while you're being driven around the track 1 lap by a trained driver. Of course, it's not during the race. It's a few days before the race. But they're throwing in tickets to the race as well. They'll pay for an airfare and hotel stay for the dating thing. But if you want to stay a few days for the race, you got to pay. You're on your own after that. So say you connect with the person that you're speed dating with, and you want to stay and go to the race together and all that with your race tickets, then you got to pay for all of that. Now, here's the thing. They're asking you to provide some basic information along with a brief pitch for yourself. And it can't be more than 255 characters. The deadline is January 21st, so you got 2 weeks to send in your entry. And the speed dating is going to happen February 12th, 2 days before Valentine's Day. So, Riggins, I know we always say we're going to keep up with something and then we don't, but I would love to be able to to keep up with this, and surely Busch Light is going to have it on their website and everything. Yeah. Who the eight lucky people are, and because I got to see them. We have to feature these people in some way on our social medias and on our homepage stuff.
Because you think what?
I just think they'll be, red-blooded American people, looking to hook up with what could possibly be their husband or wife. They've got a shared interest, obviously.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Or two. Busch Light
and
the Daytona 500.
Daytona.
Hey, I rate this a 10. Oh, wait. I thought we were still playing the trash game. Sorry.
So if you want to enter, it's Busch.com/Daytona.
Okay, I got to see. Yeah, I got to see this.
Busch.com/Daytona.
Why doesn't Daytona just give them the tickets? Why aren't they getting in on this? Like, we'll give you the tickets and a couple more hotel rooms for a couple nights.
It's race tickets. Come on.
Yeah, but I would think the hotel accommodations in Daytona that race are pretty up there in price.
Yeah.
You know, I've spent some time in Daytona.
Oh, really?
For bike week. Back when I was when I was riding a Harley a lot. I went to two bike weeks, two separate years at Daytona. And it's everything that you imagine.
Yeah.
All of it.
Every dance competition in Daytona was during bike week. Every year. The Collegiate NDA Dance Association. Every year.
Daytona during bike week.
Every year.
Wow.
So I've experienced it too.
I bet it's hard to get in a restaurant.
Packed. My parents would be like, we're just going to head out after your performance.
Why would they put it on that weekend? That week.
Crazy.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you meet a couple. This is how they met, hit it off, got married. They're
God bless
always them. Always a good conversation to be had.
100%.
Good for you. Awesome.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right, so we've done a little investigation into the Daytona, the Busch Light promotion with the Daytona 500 where you do the speed dating thing. It looks like from their website and from their applications and all that, they're just cheesing it up. I mean, they're playing to the stereotypes of rednecks, but not even being funny about it. It's just like I picture this boardroom at Anheuser-Busch in the Busch Light department. People sitting around with, marketing degrees and all of that and never have really been into the real world and putting forth ideas that they think rednecks are about.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like people who still make mullet jokes. Hey, party in the front. I mean, business in the front, party in the back. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so... It may not be the love story that we have made it out to be
that we before, hoped.
But we're still going to keep investigating. We'll keep up with it, see what's going to go on.
Who knows? I mean, people have found true love on The Bachelor, even though that's kind of like a dumb thing. You know, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not likely, but it could.
Yeah.
Well, they're all going to look similar. They're all going to have the same interests. So, I mean, the racing thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think it could work.
I'm wondering, though, if they're going to stack it with ringers. Again, being familiar with the Daytona Bike Week, when they have the wet T-shirt contests and all, they put ringers in there, you know, because your gentlemen's establishments, shall we say, where the ladies dance, they bring in ringers for that week.
Yeah.
And so those ringers end up going and. With the promoters of the T-shirt contests and all that.
Sure.
It's like the D team, you know.
Yeah. The double D team.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hope somebody finds love. Because if they've got eight people total, right?
Yeah, four lucky couples. Singles.
Oh, it's all. So can one guy go on dates with all the other four girls? All four of the girls? Or they're not pairing them up?
It says that they're going to stop and talk for a few minutes and then move on like a speed date.
Like an actual speed date. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think the guys are going to talk to every girl.
Yeah.
And in the car one time around the track.
Yeah. I think it's going to be four men, four women.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't.
I can't wait, personally.
It's a couple days before Valentine's Day. Love is in the air.
I bet you they'll be either relatively or completely attractive people. There will be some attractive people involved in this.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then they are ringers, right?
Not necessarily, Lindsay.
Trashy people can be hot.
I'm envisioning who would apply for this. But I do want Rob to apply to it just to see just to be the inside mole type.
Right. As soon as we turn the microphones off after the last segment, Rob goes, I'm not doing it, Lindsay.
You already do. Yeah.
She likes doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Because she wants to fill out his application. She wants to check up on and the whole thing.
Yeah.
I want him to wear a hidden camera the whole time while he's there.
I think it's a great idea. It says, are you interested in country music? No one loves country music more than Rob. I think it could work out.
Yeah, and it's a free trip to Daytona, man.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
We're going to do it. I'm going to secretly apply for him.
Great.
Great. I can't wait.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Be careful. There might be some warlocks in your church. We got a lady that give us all the warning signs because she found them in her church. Mm. It's coming up in the Crap Show audio for today.
There's a woman in Montana. She's 33 years old. She just got married back in September. Her pictures from her wedding are now going viral because she had her 98-year-old grandmother be the flower girl. Isn't that the sweetest thing you've ever seen?
Oh. Love that.
Look at that. So she dated her now husband for a couple years, and they decided to tie the knot. Thankfully, grandma is still around to witness it on the special day.
That's just the one grandmother, or is it a great-grandmother or something?
That is just her grandmother.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's awfully young to have a grandmother that old. Wonder what's going on there.
So, wait a minute. She's 33, grandma's 98?
Yeah, that's a big difference. Yeah,
it's almost, like, I mean, if she had kids now, her parents, like 33 years, like 33, 33, sorry.
Well, when I was 30, my grandmother was 90.
Oh, really?
Dang.
Want to say? Yeah. She died at 93.
Way to go, guys.
I mean, it's just, usually it's that's a little older.
Yeah.
But then again, my grandparents, my dad's parents got married when they were 15 or something.
Right.
Right.
Started having babies right away.
Yes.
And this is Montana. I don't know what goes on out in Montana. I feel like that would be the norm.
Yeah.
You get married out on the range.
On the range.
Where the buffalo roam, you know? starting yesterday, you could go to McDonald's and try out their new McValue menu. They've had a couple of tough quarters financially, McDonald's has. So they're hoping McValue menu is going to bring people back into the stores. They're extending their $5 meal deal, where you get one McDouble, small fry, small drink, and four McNuggets for $5. Mm-hmm. But they also now have a buy one, get one for $1 option on some of their most popular menu items.
Ooh.
Yeah. So will people go back to McDonald's? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
That $5 deal is officially our road meal now. When we're going back and forth to Nashville.
Yeah.
Go in there, that's what we had. And then on the way back, that's what we had.
Mm, really?
That's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets their own meal. You don't split it up.
Like, oh, no. Yeah. I mean, we can spring $15, I guess.
You can. You can swing it.
Yeah. Barely, but yeah. We're not affording Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, right. So there is a new list out of the names that you want to avoid while dating. Women, this is just for you. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you go follow us on social media at TJ Riggins Show, Facebook, Instagram, X, Snapchat, TikTok. We're all over the place. So at TJ Riggins Show, make sure you go follow. I hate lists like these because I think it doesn't do anyone any good. But there's a new list out of these are the top names women say you should never date if you're single. I think ruling somebody out based on their name just seems like the most shallow thing you could do.
It's like a superstition. There's no more value than saying don't go out on a date on Wednesday because it's bad luck.
Yeah. Right.
I mean,
And they didn't pick their name.
Exactly. Like, it's no fault of their own. So you're probably ruling out a lot of people that would be really good for you. Yeah. But either
blame
way.
The mom.
Yeah. Right. Here are the names they say women should never date in 2025. Number five, Danny. Number four, Tyler. Number three, Brent. Number two, Chad, which you see pop up a lot. Oh, he's a Chad.
Yeah.
Meaning like an arrogant, cocky kind of guy.
Right. Yeah.
But number one, this one hurts. Just spit everywhere. Kevin.
That's your brother's name.
It's my brother's name.
Cool.
So this is a racist list.
Racist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
because
they're all white names.
White.
Yeah,
all lily white names that people use to describe someone like Karen. You know, they give the name Karen to a white lady, which is calling somebody a Karen is racist as well.
I didn't think about this. They are okay.
True.
White guy names.
Yeah. What are they again? From what? Kevin?
Danny, Tyler, Brent, Chad, and Kevin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I didn't think about that. But I don't, you've never done that, kind of like ruled somebody out based on their name, right, Lindsay?
Never. I never would even think about that.
Now, if you rule somebody out because of their last name, that's a different story.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
how so?
Well, let's just say their whole family is, say you live in West Virginia and they're part of the Whites family, the wild and wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
That might keep you from dating somebody if you don't want any brushes with the law or, any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Good point.
Dahmer.
Dahmer's a good one,
I'm not dating a Dahmer.
it's a Dahmer.
It's a Romeo and Juliet thing. It goes back to that,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the last name that they said they couldn't date.
The Montagues Capulets. And the Capulets. Yeah. I won't date a Capulet.
No.
No way.
Not me.
Not in 2025.
Nope.
We're leaving the Capulets and the Montagues in 2024.
Hatfields and McCoys.
Hatfields and McCoys, another good example. Yeah. Those are fun.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Okay, for all you churchgoers out there, church-going people, the believers. First of all, there ain't enough of you. Say that right now. You watch any social media, I'll tell you, there ain't enough churchgoers out there because everybody wants to see how much they can cuss on there. And got young ladies in there. Well, not young ladies. They're not ladies if they're throwing the F word around in public like all those women on social media.
Truth.
Can't even show somebody a crock pot recipe without throwing the F bomb in it.
Yep.
With, cream cheese and the F bomb goes in this dish.
Yeah. Crazy.
Okay. But this lady has a warning for all of us. Now, this whole production is about 3 minutes long, but we'll just play you the main part of it because of time constraints. So listen carefully.
Back home in Nashville, Tennessee, where I just moved from, I was going to a church, a Baptist church, at least I thought it was, and the pastor, Leon Carter Jr., he was my first cousin. Then y'all guess what? I done come to find out it wasn't even a real church. It was a coven, C-O-V-E-N. He's a warlock, a witch of sorts. Yes, I'm going to tell y'all something. If you go in a church, be careful. Research it. Research the pastor.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And then... I love how she slipped into a little bit of dictionary.com. He's a warlock, a witch of sorts.
A witch of sorts. There was her first
cousin. Like somebody going, what's a warlock?
A witch of sorts.
A witch of sorts. So do your research.
Oh, my God.
Research the pastor.
Is she trying to be funny?
No.
That's serious. Okay.
It looks very serious.
Because I had an aunt one time that would sing all of her words, and my mom would always say, she's crazy. Like, she's crazy.
Yeah, she really believes that her first cousin is a warlock, witch of sorts.
Which makes point. Do your research on the church. Find out. Make sure.
I didn't listen to the whole thing because I didn't have time this morning. But does she say how she found out that her cousin showed himself to be a warlock, a witch of sorts?
You know what? I forgot. It was so early in the morning.
I'll go back and check it out.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Do your research.
Do your research.
We've talked about this from time to time because of such a strange concept in the beginning of it, but now it's gotten to where it's just a thing. Cuddle salons. Mm. This is where people go and they don't engage in relations. They just go because they're lonely and they cuddle with strangers. And they're really slamming that dumpster out there, aren't they? They're mad as something.
Wham, wham.
But they say that the waiting list now to get into an appointment for a cuddle salon visit is days and days.
Whoa.
So this is in New York that this features. And they are really booked up for January 6th because that's National Cuddle Up Day.
Oh.
You know, it's, which was, what, 2-3 days ago?
Yeah.
They were slammed.
Oh, my gosh.
On National Cuddle Up Day.
And I bet people took off work to do this.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's all guys, right?
No. You mean guys cuddling with each other?
No, like guys going to the cuddle salons. Yeah, the clients. Because I can't
imagine.
So you think the women work? I thought they were just all strangers showing up to cuddle with people, and it didn't even have to be of the opposite sex. You just needed that to feel that human contact to make you feel secure.
I think you're right. I don't think people work there. I think people just go, and it's like a empty space and people just go to, I mean, they have stuff, couches.
Yeah. It says sessions begin with a handshake, introduction, and fittingly, a welcome hug in the teddy bear position. I guess that's with the arms and legs like a teddy bear. If you sit a teddy bear on the bed, his arms and legs are spread. And so that's the teddy bear position.
People are sitting on the ground with the teddy bear position. Yeah, I don't know. And you know, this ends in relations, like people leaving, and
I was just going to say, you know, it stinks in there.
Well, yeah.
You know, they're all musty and sweaty.
I mean, or people exchange number. You know, it does. I mean, it's just kind of like a weird place to.
You think it's technically a fetish thing, and then the fetish stuff happens off campus after the thing is over.
Maybe in people's cars.
Oh,
disturbing.
On the subway.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.